Mark, T-minus 1 minute and continuing to count. A water deluge system now has been turned on, activated at the pad area. Pressurization taking place now. The various tanks aboard the vehicle being pressurized. Switching to internal power. All stages switching now to internal power. All propellant tanks being pressurized. Count continuing smoothly. The water at the pad covering the flame deflectors. Now we passed the 30-second mark. Water also will be coming on to the decks of the mobile launcher at the ignition point. T-minus 20 seconds, and the countdown continues to go smoothly. Guidance release. T-minus 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. We have ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And we have a liftoff. The Skylab lifting off the pad now, moving up. Skylab is toward the tower.
Houston is now controlling. The 18 seconds pitch and roll program started. SIDAR now maneuvering to its proper flight path attitude. Mark 25 seconds.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Fear of a Flat Earth. Today we're going to be looking at the book of Jude. It is a letter written by an apostle named Jude. It is found in the New Testament of the Bible. And we're going to check it out right now because a lot of the stuff from the Bible is recorded history. And we know how helpful that can be to teach us. We can learn some stuff from history and especially God's history in the Bible. So yeah, we're going to check that out today. We're looking at the book of Jude and there are three references to the Old Testament, to Old Testament stories, to characters from the first half of the book. So we're going to take a quick look at each of those references as well. So here we go. Love you guys. Blast off.
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. Mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, while I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I was constrained to write to you exhorting to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For there are certain men who crept in secretly, even those who were long ago written about for this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into indecency and denying our only Master, God and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I desire to remind to you, though you already know this, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who didn't believe. Angels who didn't keep their first domain, but deserted their own dwelling place, he has kept in everlasting bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, having in the same way as these given themselves over to sexual immorality, and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same way, these also in their dreaming defile their flesh, despise authority, and slander celestial beings. But Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil and arguing about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him an abusive condemnation, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever things they don't know. What they understand naturally, like the creatures without reason, they are destroyed in these things. Woe to them, for they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously in the error of Balaam for hire, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden rocky reefs in your love feasts when they feast with you. Shepherds who, without fear, feed themselves. Clouds without water, carried along by winds. Autumn leaves without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved forever. About these also, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers and complainers, walking after their lusts, and their mouth speaks proud things, showing respect of persons to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which have been spoken before by the apostles to our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you that in the last time there will be mockers walking after their own ungodly lusts. These are they who cause divisions and are sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, keep building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. On some have compassion, making a distinction, and on some save, snatching them out of the fire with fear, hating even the clothing stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep them from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory in great joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
1 Kings 2:1-3 Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground."
Balaam's error. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, who returned from the battle. "Have you allowed all the women to live?" he asked them. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and enticed the Israelites to be unfaithful to the Lord in the Peor incident, so that a plague struck the Lord's people. "Now kill all the boys and kill every woman who has slept with a man, but save for yourselves every girl who has never slept with a man. Anyone who has killed someone or touched someone who was killed must stay outside the camp 7 days. On the 3rd and 7th days, you must purify yourselves and your captives. Purify every garment as well as everything made of leather, goat hair, or wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the soldiers who had gone into battle, "This is what is required by the law that the Lord God gave Moses. Gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, lead, and anything else that can withstand fire must be put through the fire, and then it will be clean. But it must also be purified with the water of cleansing. And whatever cannot withstand fire must be put through that water. And on the 7th day, wash your clothes, and you will be clean. Then you may come into the camp."
Korah's rebellion. Now Korah, the son of Issachar, son of Kohath, son of Levi and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men.
And they rose up before Moses with the number of the people of Israel, 250 chiefs of the congregation, chosen from the assembly, well-known men. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You have gone too far, for all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" When Moses heard it, he fell on his face, and he said to Korah and all his company, "In the morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will bring him near to him. The one whom he chooses, he will bring near to him. Do this, take censers, Korah and all his company, put fire in them, and put incense on them before the Lord tomorrow, and the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the holy one. You have gone too far, sons of Levi." And Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi, is it too small a thing for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do service in the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near him and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you? And would you seek the priesthood also? Therefore, it is against the Lord that you and all your company have gathered together. What is Aaron that you grumble against him?"
Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Say again?